you know.
Well, I waited.
So you've been round telling the neighbours we can't make both ends meet? Well, now you've disgraced us as deep as you can in the neighbourhood, you can just take the whole bag of tricks back where it came from.
But don't.
I don't doubt but what you meant it kind, but I'd rather not be acquainted with you any longer.
Well, go if you like. And you needn't be friends with us any more if you don't want.
We shall always be friends with you, however nasty you are to us.
I'm quiet, Phyllis. But before we go, do let us show you the labels we wrote to put on things.
I don't want to see no labels.
Oh, why must you be so stubborn?
Phyllis!
Mother said we ought to be careful, so Bobby wrote down everything everybody said when they gave us the things.
May I read them, Mr. Perks?
Do as you please.
Mother's first. Baby clothes for the children. Mother said, we're poor ourselves, but she'd like to give something, because you've always been so kind to us.
That's all right. Your ma's a born lady. We'll keep the little frocks now.
And Mrs. Ransom said for you to have the pram, to help you with your fine boy.
I can't send the pram back, Perks, so don't you ask me.
I'm not asking anything.
Then the shovel. The blacksmith said, you tell Mr. Perks it's a pleasure to make a little trifle for a man as is so much respected.
Oh, the blacksmith's a good enough chap.
And the meat. The butcher said he respected a man that paid his way, and so did the cobbler.
Oh.
And the old gentleman gave me a gold pound for you, and said you were a man who knew your work. We thought you'd love to know how fond people are of you, but you're not. And I never was so unhappy in my life.
Goodbye, Perks.
Goodbye, Perks. Goodbye, Mrs. Perks.
Oh, stop. Come here. I take back every contrary word I said. Nell, set on the kettle.
Well, take the things away if you're unhappy.
Unhappy? I don't know as ever I was better pleased. Not so much with the presents, though they are A1, but the kind respect of our neighbours. That's worth having. Eh, Nell?
I think it's all worth having. You've made a ridiculous fuss about nothing, Bert.
Self-respect is not nothing. Now, I hope you three will stay to tea.
Hooray! May the garland of friendship be evergreen!
May the garland of friendship be evergreen!
It was a splendid day, but I couldn't help wondering, when would our own family be happy and united? And when Mother wanted to talk to me next day, I knew immediately that it was something to do with Father.
In part 3 of The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt, dramatized by Marcy Kahan, Victoria Carling was Roberta, Daniel Eisen was Peter, Kate McHenry was Phyllis, and Frances Jisa was Mother. Timothy Bateson was the old gentleman, Paul Copley was Perks, Peter Howell was Dr. Forrest, and Michael Poole was Schepansky. Jenny Howe played Mrs. Perks, Michael Kilgariff the bargeman, and Judy Parkin, Mariah. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker, and The Railway Children was directed by John Taylor.
Next week, in the final part of the story.
After my disaster with Peter and the rake, I tried not to quarrel with him, and I tried not to be a prig. But Mother was busy, and Peter wasn't able to move about. And before I knew it, things went from bad to worse.
Hello, Miss Roberta.
How's the young gent?
Peter's better, thanks, Perks. But he's most frightfully bored. I wondered if you got any magazines from your waiting room you could lend him.
Magazines? I'm afraid I sent the pick of them to Snigson's boy. Him what's getting over the pneumonia. Oh. There's these illustrated papers left.
Oh, Peter will like those.
Well, you can take them with pleasure. There's lots of pictures. If Peter wants to mess them about with his paint box, why, let him. I don't want them.
You're a dear, Perks. Bye now.
Bye for now.
I had to wait at the level crossing. That's when I noticed the article in the newspaper. It was staring at me from the top of the pile. There was a photograph of Father. The headline read, End of Trial, Verdict and Sentence. There was Father's name and the verdict. Guilty. And the sentence, 5 years penal servitude.